What's up, world? It's Kane again. I'm going to share this with y'all. I'm not going to share all my ideas, but I'm definitely going to tell you that I have a lot bigger plans than just music. You know, if my whole life I always just wanted to do music. That's all I ever wanted to do. It's just, man, I hope somebody signs me. I want somebody to sign me. It is like an unbelievable feeling to be out here in Atlanta, to be networking, making connections, and to have people CDs, their mixtapes, that they've put their hard work, their time, and their money into, with covers and everything else, and sleeves, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're an artist out there, shout out to the underground, man. That's a big thing. That's one reason my heart's going to really be in the Indie Armor for the artist service and development that I want to do. Because trust me, I know the grind. I know what it's like to have people tell you no, slap your CD out your hand, you know, basically spit in your face, tell you ain't gonna make it. You know, just we can go on and on and on and on. One day I'll just give you a whole list of all the things that's been happening. But we'll do that later. Right now, it is an unbelievable feeling to let y'all know out there that I've had people run up on me and tell me like, hey, follow me here, check me out here, you know. My little brother does music, or my cousin does music, or yeah, I got a girlfriend, you know, her, you know, she sings, whatever. And then, like I said, there's four or five people now that I've met that then had stuff like live right there and wanted me to see it. That was dope. The CDs that I still have, I kept them from everywhere I've been at, man. I keep them. I don't just throw them away. You know what I'm saying? Like, I keep that shit. And I'm probably going to keep it. I'm not just going to toss it out. Like, to me, that's like a picture, like a drawing. So I would probably take all the mixtapes over the years, like if it doesn't cut out completely and people are still doing those CD mixtapes, you know, I'd probably, you know, make some type of like collage or make some type of piece of artwork for my house or for in the studio, like one day when I get it built, and just to kind of like say like, look, you know, you're a part of history, even if you don't make it, you know, with us, or if you don't make it like somewhere, like your shit's always going to be at the studio, you know what I'm saying, like free promotion, it's always gonna be hanging up in this artwork, because that's what it is, man. At the end of the day, that's what it is, it's art. So that it's a big difference from chasing people down and handing your shit to people coming up to you and handing it overnight like that too, man. That's a big change. It's like, you know, you want to gotta push the clutch in, shift gears and keep rolling. So that's motivation right there. So anyway, shout out to all the underground artists. Everybody's still out there doing their thing, grinding, man, hustling, trying to get it, doing it the right way. I know that life ain't really handed you the best cards sometimes, but shit, as long as you're positive, as long as you got a good outlook, and as long as you get your heart in it and you're doing right, good things will happen. I believe that. It's what got me where I'm at. So, anyway, next up, talk about some things that we have maybe coming up. Once I am able to get the funding or the financial backing behind me I want to get a studio built for our label, like I said, and then also have a time frame built up for the artist development and the services that we can offer other artists. I know, like I said, I'll go more into that later on, but I also want to branch out, man. I have some really good ideas about different tablets, like its own tablet for music, to where it's like, it's completely around that. And I'm not going to go no further into that. It's just going to be dope. Trust me. We're gonna put some people out of business with this one. I believe that this music is it's so accessible now. Everybody can record in their bedrooms. Everybody's doing that now so quick. So it's time to take it up a notch, time to jump forward, you know what I mean? So jumping in and out these hotels, out of guard shacks, you know, like last night having to sleep out there for a little bit, just going back and forth and like toting all my shit around with me, you know, like it's, you know, it's just been more ideas and more ideas and more ideas. So I've been jotting them down every chance that I get. I'm writing something down. And when I get the right people, the right money, the right, you know, because I don't know that much about the tech side of it, the software, like, you know, they got pros out there that can do that, you know, that take these ideas and run with them. So I'm excited about that. I'm ready to get it in the right hands for sure. So that's one idea that I've had. The other are a couple different endorsements from the equipment that I've used. It's no mystery. You know, the equipment, I always show off my equipment because, like I said, that's if they didn't make the equipment, what would you be sounding like? How would you get your stuff out there? You know, right? So the kicker, I'm sorry, kickers, I'm thinking about my car right now. The KRKs, that's the speakers that I've been rocking with, man, since I started, since I came back into making music. Super durable, super affordable, and everybody and their mama's got them, man. They're all using them. They're perfect for the indie artist if you're going to set up something and need something like that. So big shout out to them on that. AKG, I've been using that mic now for quite a while. I recorded my first single off of it, Money High. I think that is going to reach a lot of people. That song will. And I believe that by telling people, like, hey, I recorded this in my home, like, in a home setting, home studio, everything, off of an AKG mic, you know, trying to help out the indie artist right now. I want y'all to pick up on what I'm laying down, man. Like, what equipment do you have? You know, take a picture with it. You know, you never know, man. Like, AKG liked my stuff a couple months ago. Like, they just happened to click on it. No, man, it's because I tagged them in it. I was being smart. I was like, look, let's get some pictures with the microphone. You know, this is why I have a sound. This is why God gave me this voice to speak through, and I'm speaking through their microphone. So, bam, let's put it out there. Next thing you know, they're commenting and liking my stuff, man. Like, that's a win right there, man. That's a big win. Shout out to them for that. Same thing with Sweetwater Music, a whole bunch of different companies, man. Just Focusrite. I want to give them a shout out too. So I hope y'all are picking up, man, on everything. You know, I've been learning this throughout time, but I really started getting serious with it, I'd say a couple months ago, whenever I met Gary V out at South by Southwest. That was quite an experience. I did get his book. He was able to sign it. I was able to give him a CD. Not a lot of y'all know the whole story, but my house had burnt down, and I went inside, and it was like a stack, man. It was like, I don't know, 1,200 to 1,600 CDs. I can't even remember. I had like 2,000 that I had just pressed up. Cost big money back in the day for all that, you know. Like, you had, you know, anyway, I go out in the car because I'm pissed off, you know, about all the money I just lost and everything. I found 2 CDs. I kept them things, man, for so long. They probably don't even play. He probably put that shit in and was like, what the fuck is this? But it's all good because he, you know, he's a good guy. So I'm sure he looked past that and he was like, man, that dude put his heart and soul in that. So that had a lot of artists on it too from DeRitter. Anyway, getting kind of off track there. Like I said, he signed my book. I gave him one of the CDs. Now I got one. He's got one. So that's pretty cool. Again, I think that, you know, looking up to people like that and looking up to other people that is doing big things and multiple things, not just like one thing. Like, it's cool to look up at somebody doing something in music, but you know, trying to look at the other stuff they got going on. You know, you got a lot of these artists who have, the big artists I'm talking about, you know, like Jay-Z, Puff Daddy, like Birdman, the people, and there's several out there. I'm not trying, Dr. Dre, I mean, shit, I ain't trying to miss nobody, but there's several out there that's done it. They just, it all starts with a dream, man. It all started with just music. They fucking turned it around, and now it's like, you know, if they put some Yeezys out, boom, you know, that's, people are getting that. You know, if they put out some headphones, Beats, bam, getting that, you know what I mean? So don't limit yourself is what I'm trying to say. Like, try to focus on the people that are doing great shit, and you know, so try to surround your other, you know, try to surround yourself around great people, and you know, success follows that. So see what else we got in the works. We got the trying to get endorsements right now, trying to I got my software in my head. I've been writing down, drawing out what I want to work up, so that's for a later date, I'm sure, later on in life when I can get in front of somebody. Or hell, you never know, I might meet somebody at the airport today, tonight, and they may be talking with somebody and overhear what I'm doing, or, you know, never know, man. So that's another thing, like I said, don't limit yourself. Treat everybody with respect you come across, because trust me, you do not know who they are, what they do, what their journey was. You don't know nothing about them. So the richest man could help you, the poorest man can help you one day, man. So treat everybody with respect, for real. Let's see, some networking, as far as like with other artists. I've networked with a couple artists out here in Atlanta. Super fire, man. If this is this, I hate to put it like that, but this is like the Nashville of hip hop, man. It really is. I think I'm gonna end up writing a song, you know, about, you know, Nashlanta or some shit, because this is crazy. Like, everybody and their mama does music, and it's like, it's all hip hop too. So shout out to Atlanta, man. Like, I didn't realize, like, I've always heard, always seen on TV, always, you know what I'm saying? But once you come out here and experience it, it's like, once you get in the heart of it, let me put it that way, like, the real Atlanta hip-hop, like, once you get out here and just really feel it, man, it's like, wow, this energy is, it's contagious. It, you know, makes you not want to leave either. But, so shout out to Atlanta, man, for holding it down all these years. I know there's a lot of haters out there, but fuck them. They doing their thing, man. Keep it up. So, with that being said, networking. I'm going to touch on the indie artists, services and development, the indie armor that we want to do. Basically, I want to create a safe haven for indie artists to get some real value, some real knowledge, and hell, maybe even some real gear. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I see an artist is just fire and he's working his ass off and he's doing everything he can, and you know, he don't know, and he's like really legit, like asking me like real questions, like serious shit that he's trying to help his career. You know what I'm saying? Like, who knows? You know, we'll have your email. You know, I'm sure we'll have your name and we'll have your address. You might get a microphone. Shit, you might get studio time to come out there to you know, wherever I decide to build my studio at. You might get something like that, you know, just to come check us out. And who knows, man? You know, take every opportunity that you get. So that's what I'm trying to do with the service: provide value, help artists, help them save money to where they're not spending it in useless shit. Because I have anyway, that's where I'm at, man. Shout out to my team that's been rocking with me. Everybody. Everybody back in the D, man. Talking about DeRitter. 337, man. All the independent artists that's coming out of there. Shout out to all of them. It's like an untapped well, man. I'm telling y'all. Like, and we've known it since we were kids that we were different. Because that's such a rural area. You know what I'm saying? So, like, we all went out there and did shows. Every artist in that area knows everybody or has been on a song with, at least once, and crossed paths, been in the booth with them. So, it's crazy, man. It's fucking crazy. You got artists that's been all over the United States, and they still, their home is in DeRitter. You know what I'm saying? So, a lot of people don't know that. I put that in that Spirit song about, you know, my city's, you know, full of hidden gems. That's true, you know? That's the truth. Got a lot of talent out there too. Can't wait to see everybody make it, man, for real. Anyway, I'm out, man. Y'all have a good one. This is a little bit longer of a podcast this time, but it's all right. If y'all got any questions, y'all know, hit me up. It's Kane. It's _Kane_337, Instagram, Twitter. My phone is currently off, so if you're trying to reach me, I apologize. Had a missed cue, a little technical difficulty out here in Atlanta with it. But the iPad is still working. So if you need to reach me, if you really know me, you got my email. If you're a bill collector, I'll get you when I get back in. So anyway, be positive, man. Always be positive. It's Kane.